Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today, we're tackling the gig economy.
Woo, yeah, that's a big one.
It really is. It's kind of reshaping the whole work landscape, right?
Definitely, and especially out here in California.
Exactly. California's always on the cutting edge, especially when it comes to, like, labor laws.
Right. They're often the first to, like, dive into these big shifts in how we work.
So we found this article, and it got us thinking, like, how are California's laws actually impacting gig workers and those companies like Uber and DoorDash?
It's a good question. And honestly, it's something that could have ripple effects across the whole country, right?
Yeah. What happens in California rarely stays in California. So for anyone listening who's ever, you know, done some freelance work, ordered food through an app, or just been curious about the whole gig thing.
Buckle up.
This one's for you. But first, let's like take a step back. What exactly is the gig economy?
It's basically like this whole world of work where the traditional 9-to-5 just isn't the only game in town anymore.
So it's all about, like, those side hustles and freelance gigs.
It is, yeah. Driving for a ride-sharing app, delivering groceries, freelance writing, web design, like, all of that falls under the gig economy umbrella.
Okay, so it seems like freedom and flexibility are kind of at the heart of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing it can't be all sunshine and roses. What about things like, I don't know, workers' rights and legal protections?
That's exactly where things start to get, well, a little complicated.
Complicated how?
California decided to really, like, try to define the rules of the road with this thing called Assembly Bill 5, or AB 5 for short.
AB 5, okay. I've heard that thrown around. But to be honest, I'm a little fuzzy on the details. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. So AB 5 basically aimed to reclassify a lot of gig workers who are, like, traditionally considered independent contractors as actual employees.
Whoa, hold on. What's the difference?
Well, an independent contractor is essentially their own boss, right? Mm. They handle their own taxes. They don't get benefits like health insurance or paid time off. They do usually have more control over their schedule, though.
Gotcha. Sounds pretty independent.
But, and here's the catch, they also don't have the same legal protections as traditional employees.
So, like, no minimum wage guarantees or anything like that.
Exactly. AB 5 was basically California saying, hey, a lot of these gig workers deserve those same basic protections.
And so they just, like, flipped a switch and everyone became an employee overnight.
Haha. No, not quite. They introduced this thing called the ABC test to determine, like, who should actually be classified as an employee versus an independent contractor.
The ABC test. I remember learning that in school. A is for apple, B is for... Wait, what does the ABC test actually look at?
It's this three-prong test, and it's the B prong that really kind of threw a wrench into the gig economy's whole model.
Okay, so what's the big deal with this B prong?
It basically asks if the work being done is outside of the usual course of, like, the hiring entity's business.
Hmm. Okay, I think I get it. So, like, if a ride-sharing company hires a software engineer, that's obviously part of their core business.
Hmm.
What about the drivers?
Exactly. That's where things get tricky. Are they core to the business, or are they more like independent operators? AB5 leaned towards calling them employees.
Which means the companies would have to, like, provide all those benefits we talked about, right?
Yep. Minimum wage, overtime pay, workers' comp. The whole nine yards.
Okay, that makes sense. So AB 5 was trying to level the playing field a bit, but I'm sure not everyone was thrilled about that.
You're right. There was a lot of pushback. Gig companies argued it would, like, stifle innovation and kill the flexibility that makes the gig economy so appealing.
I guess you could see their point. Less flexibility might mean fewer gigs overall.
Right. And some workers were actually worried, too.
Really? Why?
Well, some were worried about potentially earning less or having their hours cut if they became official employees.
So it's not as simple as employees good, independent contractors bad.
Yeah.
It's more nuanced than that.
Way more nuanced. This is where it gets even more interesting.
More interesting. How?
California voters ended up passing Proposition 22.
Prop 22, right. Didn't Uber and Lyft spend a ton of money campaigning for that?
Millions. They were really pushing for it. Basically, it exempted app-based transportation and delivery companies from AB 5.
So they were like, look, we want to keep our drivers as independent contractors, but we're willing to give them some benefits.
Exactly. Prop 22 included a minimum earnings guarantee, healthcare subsidies, and even accident insurance.
So they tried to find some middle ground.
A compromise. Acknowledging that, yeah, app-based gig work is kind of its own thing.
California's really, like, wrestling with all of this, huh?
Gotta take time.
What do you think this means for the rest of us, you know, outside of California?
Well, think of California as, like, a testing ground. What they do often influences what happens elsewhere.
So other states are probably watching this whole thing unfold very closely.
Definitely. And some are already thinking about passing similar legislation. It's all part of figuring out this whole future of work thing.
Right. With more and more people relying on gigs.
Exactly.
So for our listeners, I think the big takeaway is the gig economy is definitely here to stay.
It is.
And California is trying to figure out the rules.
Yeah. And AB 5 and Prop 22 show us just how complicated this is. There's this tension between flexibility and worker protections.
And maybe there isn't one perfect answer.
Maybe not.
What do you think is like the biggest thing for people to think about?
Well, the future of work is changing fast. And we need to think about how we balance like innovation and flexibility with protecting workers.
Right, finding that sweet spot.
Exactly. And that's the big question. What does a fair and sustainable gig economy actually look like?
Yeah.
I think that's what we all need to be thinking about, you know, as this new way of working keeps evolving.
That's a great place to leave it. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.